Welcome back, ghosts, ghouls, and things that go bump in the night. Well, I finally got producer Joe out of my spot. So, we're back with your regularly scheduled programming. So, last week, producer Joe brought you a fun creature feature. But don't worry, we're back with the spooky stuff this week. Let's talk about shadows. You know, that thing you see out of the corner of your eye when you're doing your daily walk in the cemetery. Alright, that might just be me. But, for anyone who's ever seen a shadow where it's not supposed to be, I hope you're listening, because this week, we've received a cry for help, and I'd like to get all of your opinions on what should happen. So, why don't you sit back, relax, and let's all figure out together what to do when you're haunted by a shadow. From the moment I could remember, I was aware that something was off about me. I had a shadow that always seemed to be lurking behind me, even on the brightest days. It wasn't like a normal shadow, though. It was darker, more malevolent, and it always seemed to be moving in ways that a shadow shouldn't move. As I grew older, I began to realize that my shadow was more than just a trick of the light. It was a haunting presence that followed me wherever I went. It was always there, lurking in the corners of my vision, and sometimes even taking on a life of its own. The first time I noticed this was when I was walking home from school one day. It was a bright, sunny day, but I could feel my shadow moving in ways that it shouldn't be able to. It seemed to be reaching out towards me, almost as if it were trying to grab hold of me. From then on, I couldn't escape the feeling that my shadow was alive. I would catch glimpses of it moving when it shouldn't be, and sometimes it seemed to take on shapes that were almost human-like. As I grew older, the hauntings got worse. I would wake up in the middle of the night to find my shadow standing at the foot of the bed, watching me with eyes that glowed with an unnatural light. Sometimes I could even feel its cold breath on my neck, even though I knew it wasn't really there. I tried to ignore the shadow, but it was impossible. It was always there, always watching me, always haunting me. It was like a dark cloud that followed me everywhere I went, and it seemed to be growing stronger with each passing day. I knew I had to do something about it. I started seeing psychiatrists, hoping that they could bring me some explanation for what was happening to me, but none of them could help me. They all thought it was just my mind playing tricks on me. I tried everything to get rid of the shadow. I would spend hours meditating, hoping to find some inner peace that would drive it away. I even tried getting rid of all of the light sources in my house, hoping that the darkness would make it go away. But nothing worked. One day, I decided to confront the shadow. I walked out into the bright sunshine, determined to face it once and for all. As I turned around to face my shadow, for a moment it seemed to stand still, but then it started to move again, and I realized it wasn't just a shadow anymore. It was a creature, a dark, and malevolent presence that was more than just a figment of my imagination. So, I ran away as fast as I could, but the shadow chased after me, moving faster than I ever thought possible. I knew then that it was too late. My life would always be haunted by my shadow, and there was nothing I could do about it. And that, listeners, is what it feels like to be haunted by a shadow. So, what do you guys think this is? Is there some entity attached to him? Or do you think it's something more benign? Maybe it is just a trick of the light and an overactive imagination. I'd love to get your opinions on this. You know, you can always find me on Facebook at Haunted Horror Historian and in our Facebook group, The Haunted Horror Historians, Things That Go Bump. Or, if you have a story to tell, you can always send it to me directly by emailing me at hauntedhorrorhistorian@gmail.com. I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week, listeners. So, until next time, keep an eye on your shadows, stay spooky, and remember, sometimes it's more than just a story.